Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this All Saints Day is taken from St. Matthew, the fifth chapter. We focus on the word blessed, blessed. What I think is so hard about a day like All Saints Day is that it is such a day of faith and not works. Faith trusts what is not seen. Faith is hidden. Faith looks with the ears and hears what God's word proclaims to be true. Now, we can understand this when we're talking about Jesus dying on the cross for our sins and rising again from the dead for our justification. That's received by faith. I can't reason my way into that. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't follow how the world works or what I think I know about God, but it is true. And because it is true, God teaches and gives it to poor sinners like you and I to trust and cling to, no matter what our hearts may tell us or our eyes may try to show us. So then here we come to a day like All Saints Day. It's easy in some respects to think about concepts like forgiveness and justification and even eternal life, as long as they're kind of some sort of academic term or idea. These are concepts you hear for maybe an hour a week in church. As long as these things are just words, it's easy to marginalize them in our lives, to consider them unimportant. We all do this. I've got the gospel. I've got Jesus in my heart. I don't really need to think about it anymore. But what happens when you're looking at your father or mother's grave? What happens when you bury your own child? Or when someone else whom you love dearly dies suddenly? That's where the Christian faith faces a great trial. You see, Satan wants you to believe a lie. He wants you to believe that all of this God and forgiveness talk is just kind of church words. But that death, well, that's real. Death is concrete. Death is where you see things as they really are. Satan wants you to believe that there is nothing more certain on earth than your own death. That's the end. That's reality. And that's why funerals are so conflicting for Christians. We fight and struggle with our own unbelief in the face of such trials. You look at death and it reminds you of your own weakness. Is all of this faith talk really true? What if God didn't really love them? What if God doesn't really love me? And this is where the gospel shines most brightly. This is where God's word holds up a reality that goes beyond the grave, a life that never ends, because Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, took on our flesh for us. Jesus, in this day, this All Saints Day, recounts the blessedness of being in Him. Our text, called the Beatitudes, shows us a picture and a life that makes no sense if we are left with what our eyes see and our hearts tell us. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed, blessed, blessed. How can this be? Who is Jesus really talking about? Now, Jesus is talking in three ways here when he describes the blessedness of a life in God. First of all, he is talking about himself. Who hungers and thirsts for righteousness? Who truly is a peacemaker? Who sorrows and grieves for our sin? Who is persecuted for us? Who else but Jesus, the righteous one? When Jesus speaks these words, he is talking about himself. But then, he's also talking about you. In your baptism, everything that Christ won for you on the cross and in the tomb became yours. You are blessed because you are in Christ. That's what finally matters. And when you are in Christ, you've received all things. You are holy, righteous, beloved by God. But of course, it's hidden, isn't it? It's not so easy to see. But just because it's hidden doesn't mean it's not there. It's true. Now, if this text is talking about Jesus, then you, then it's also talking about all of God's children adopted into his family by water and word and spirit. This text is talking about all of God's saints who have gone before, who rest from their labors in Christ, and who now sit with him in heavenly places. This text is describing the church in heaven that reigns in glory, just as it describes the church on earth, hidden under cross and suffering. When you read these words, remember all of your loved ones who have gone before and are with Christ. Remember them and rejoice. Because they are bound in Christ, they are bound to you in a way that transcends time and space, suffering and hurt. You are connected to them through the blood of Jesus. But how do we know this is true? It's true because Jesus' word and promise are true. Take, eat, take, drink. This is my blood. St. Paul put it this way. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Then a little later, St. Paul says, now you are the body of Christ and members individually. You, dear friends, are the body of Christ. You have been bought with his blood, sealed in the waters of holy baptism. You have been anointed by the Holy Spirit. You are the body of Christ. But not only you, but all of those who have lived and died in the faith are the body of Christ. So when you receive the body and blood of Jesus from the altar, you do so praising God with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. This is what God's word says, and it is true, given and shed for you. So what this means in a profound and wonderful and hidden way is that when you commune here, you commune with the whole body of Christ. The whole body is here at this altar when we receive the Lord's Supper. What a profound mystery. What a wonderful sacrament. God delivers himself to you, and in delivering himself, he delivers the whole company of heaven into your midst. Faith trusts what it does not see. Faith clings to the promises that God gives us, even when we cannot fully understand them. But mark this well, dear Christians. Christ has won salvation and eternal life for you. You are free in him. You are one of God's saints, along with the whole company of heaven. You are part of his body. You are a part of the family. And in Christ, there is always hope for the future. Believe it for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.